It's Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen in the studios for the first time. What's up, man?
How about that intro? Man,
you like
got
it?
Got me all juiced up.
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, it's not every day you got Josh Duhamel talking good about you, right?
You guys must have like wrote that down for him. Like he wasn't just like, you know, talking about you like that.
No, we convinced him to do it, but he did go off script. I mean, he carried on a little bit there, don't you think?
Yeah, it was well done. Well done.
Okay, good. Glad you like it. Now we're going to get you to do one at the end of the show.
Sounds good. As long as you're paying me the same that you paid him.
Well, we're going to double your pay from the last time you were on the WAPcast.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
That's great. It's really going to cover a lot of your greens fees. okay, we are going to start out with some sound from our friends at Good Morning Football. Adam, are you familiar with the show Good Morning Football?
I am. Love it.
They love the Vikings and they love you, so take a listen to this.
I'm going to go with a wide receiver whose teammate was on the list and was revealed yesterday, and that's Adam Thielen. Stephon Diggs just made the list, and I feel like Adam Thielen is going to be that guy that now the peers are saying, okay, for majority of the year, he was top five in stats and putting up the production that they needed. He's one of the main pieces of this offense that helped them remain consistent throughout every game. So I'll go with Adam Thielen. My ultra dark horse would be Nick Foles.
Okay, talk about
that. I know it's a little bit of a
what's it like hearing that?
It's cool. I mean, obviously, it's nice to get the recognition and things like that. But at the same time, I really try to not listen to that stuff. You know, for me, you know, obviously, you know, these people are paid to talk about that stuff. But no one, you know, once the season starts again, no one cares about what you did last year. So for me, I'm just trying to get better every day and trying to make sure that I'm doing the things to help this football team win games.
I'm sure because NFL Network's on in the building everywhere. I'm sure that and you can't help but to watch it and look at it. And when you see your teammates up there, you love it. You think it's the coolest thing ever. It's got to be a little, I don't know, embarrassing or like you kind of want to hide when you see yourself up there sometimes.
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. I mean, when you see your teammates out there, you know, on TV getting recognized, you see them on social media getting recognized from around the league and the national media, it's awesome. Yeah. I love it. I really do love it because I see what those guys do every day in this building and the work they put into it, and they deserve it. So it's cool to see that. But like you said, you know, for me, I'm just trying to work and not really talk about it.
Yeah. On another team, who's just a really good football player that we run into? That maybe they don't get the recognition, maybe they do. An example for me, well, I'll let you think of someone. I think that Glover Quinn, like, he's so good, I think. And no one, when you're talking about best safeties or best defenders, you never hear Glover Quinn's name. But, like, during the season and when we're getting ready to play the Lions, I'm just like, dang, that guy is so good. Is there someone like that for you where you're just like, man, this guy's good, but no one talks about him?
You know, honestly, I think there's a lot of guys. Yeah. It's really hard to just pick one guy. But, you know, so a name that always comes to my head, even though everybody talks about him, is Antonio Brown. Because I was actually able to spend some time with him a couple off seasons ago. We went out to Miami and worked out with Teddy. And I see the way he works. And, yeah, he puts a lot of on social media, but it's actually the truth. You know, he does grind. And he does the things that he needs to do every year to get better. And it shows on the field. So I love that. I love seeing guys that put the work in, and then it shows on the field. So for me, I love seeing him have success.
Yeah, he is fun to watch, and he's a really good dancer, too.
He is,
Dancing with the Stars.
He's got some talents outside of football, which is impressive.
Speaking of that, what have you been doing? What's the coolest, best thing you've done this offseason? I mean, we all have a pretty good idea of everything that you've done because we follow Mrs. T19 on Instagram and Twitter.
She keeps us
updated. Yes. She started her own blog.
Yes.
Caitlin's doing a great job with that.
With it. Yeah, she loves it.
So you guys have been doing a lot of cool things. You went to Kenny Chesney. Right?
We did. Okay. Yes, met Kenny.
You got to meet Kenny Chesney. Mr. That's Chesney. Pretty cool. Yes. Like Coach Zim is a huge fan of Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really cool.
So y'all were doing something fun there. What's been some cool things you've done this offseason?
You know, honestly, it's just being able to spend time with family. You know, having a 1.5-year-old son, this is this time right now is just so fun, and being outside with him now that the weather's nice, I kind of get excited sometimes to get home just so I can go run around with him, play sports, hang out. But yeah, I mean, honestly, we just spent a lot of time with family, and we've taken a couple of vacations as a family just to get out of the cold and get in the sun and things like that. Asher loves the pool, so spend a lot of time in the pool when we're away.
Did you make it down to the Masters this year?
Did. Made it to the Masters. Went to a practice round, which was amazing. You know, definitely a dream, you know, come true, kind of, because I always wanted to go. And now I kind of have an itch to get back there. And, and see an actual round, it's pretty awesome.
How's your gym coming along?
The gym is great. You know, that's another thing. Spend a lot of time there in the off seasons. Just love to be around the facility. My trainer Ryan Engelbert just does a phenomenal job, and all of our directors at the different facilities. It's really just a really cool atmosphere, and they've been fun. Been fun to see them grow from day one. We opened in Lakeville, and having one in Woodbury as well. It's pretty cool.
Okay, sweet. Watching the playoffs, NBA or NHL?
Not a huge NHL guy unless the Wild are in it. Mm-hmm. I watched every game when the Wild were playing. And then, yeah, NBA is fun. I enjoy it. This year is probably the most I've watched. I don't know why that is. I think I took a little break from the NBA, but I think the Timberwolves playing well this year kind of got me back into it, which is cool.
I'm super excited to see the LeBron response to – I mean, Boston is the better team between Boston and Cleveland.
Well, I think Boston is going to win that series. Okay. Just by the way the first two went, but we'll see if LeBron – LeBron doesn't have any help.
That's I'm just excited to see the response.
It's scary to ever bet against LeBron.
Right.
And to just, to take a different team against LeBron is just a scary little thing. So, I think Boston's so well coached and – they're playing really well right now, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
We need a prediction from you who you have winning the NBA Finals.
Man, that's just a tough question. NBA Finals, man. I think the easy pick is Golden State.
For sure.
That is the easy one.
The easy pick, but I think Boston. I think I'll go on a limb and just go with Boston.
For any people out there who are just like the team mindset and you want to put teams that play that way up on a pedestal, you're rooting for Boston.
Yeah, for sure.
Their two best players are not playing.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and these guys, I think Rozier was playing in the developmental league 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
He's like one of the best players on the court right now.
They drafted well, that's for sure.
For sure they did. And now I kind of wonder, like, next year when Gordon Hayward is healthy and Kyrie is healthy, what's going to happen to everybody? Yeah. I don't know. Like, do you make one of them available? Like, do you want the Wolves to trade for Kyrie Irving?
That would be amazing. I think that would be great. Well, I mean, be a good fit too.
They're
what
not.
About, what about Terry Rozier?
Can't all play.
He's going to get a max contract.
They cannot all play for Boston, can they?
They can. I think they can.
How?
I think they can.
Well, someone's not going to be playing enough.
The guy who's coaching that team is pretty intelligent. I think he can find ways.
He's good. Let's talk about the Vikings. Who looks good out at practices right now? OTAs are coming up. Mini camp's coming up after that. So you'll really get a look at it then. But what looks good out there?
Yeah, you know, it's tough right now to evaluate too much just because, like you said, it's just routes on air and team on air and things like that. But, I can really only talk about the receiver group just because we spend so much time together and those are the guys that I'm really watching. But there's some young guys that are doing some really good things right now. I mean, you look at a guy like Stacy Coley and what he was able to do last year in the preseason and how much better he's been able to get. And he's just a guy who listens and wants to learn and wants to grow and wants to get better and is always on time and doing the right thing. So you kind of root for guys like that. And I think he's going to have a good opportunity to help this team.
Is he fast?
He is lightning fast. Okay. Yeah. He's a Miami guy. They got to be fast.
Yeah. That's like one of his things, I think, coming out was one of his dominant characteristics or traits was his speed, right?
Yeah, which is funny because I think, some of the knocks on him coming out, what I heard was that he's just a straight line fast guy, can't move, and, doesn't have the greatest hands. But it's funny because I don't even see him as – I don't look at him as a speed receiver. Yeah. I look at him as an all-around receiver. He can do everything. He can play in the slot. He can play outside. He's got great hands, great ball skills. So he's a guy that is really fun to watch and fun to see him develop.
Now, Brian Zylstra and my man
Brandon Zylstra
and my man Jake Winicky.
Yep.
Everyone's going to compare them to you. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's feed into that a little bit. What's your advice to guys like that?
I think just keep stacking days, taking one day at a time, taking advantage of the older guys, the veterans, the guys who've done it, watching them, asking them questions. And then, like I said, just taking it one day at a time, keep growing. And don't look at the big picture. Don't start counting numbers. You know, don't start saying, oh, this guy's guaranteed to make the team. You know, there's no spot for me, or, oh, the only way I can make is a practice squad. You just don't think about those things. Just take it daily and just let everything else kind of play itself out.
Last one for me. I don't know if Chrissy has any, but it's going to be weird not having training camp in Mankato, isn't it?
Yeah, so 10 training camps in a row for me.
For a year, yeah.
Wow.
With including Mankato State, so Minnesota State, Mankato. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be weird.
It's going to be weird.
But it's kind of like a bittersweet thing because you definitely feel bad for the city of Mankato just because, you know, it's, that city's obviously meant a lot to me and done a lot for me. But at the same time, I think, you know, for the general fans of the Vikings, I think it's going to be a cool thing, cool experience here at TCO. And then for us as players, too, just to be, you know, here in the cities and closer to home and a more familiar spot with some great resources for recovery and nutrition, things like that. I think it's going to be something that's going to help us in the long run.
Cool.
So we sent out a tweet yesterday from the Vikings account. We got some fan questions.
Okay.
So we're going to give you a couple of those. The first one's from Kent Johnson. How is your relationship with your new quarterback, Kirk Cousins, going? This is something that everybody wants to hear.
Yeah, so. Everybody loves that question.
Yep.
no, Kirk's an amazing guy. Was really cool to be able to go out to Atlanta this offseason and spend some time with him. Diggs and I did that and kind of just got a jump start on building relationship and getting on the same page on the field. But yeah, it's I think anybody on this team will tell you that, he's an easy guy to be around. He likes to have fun, and has a passion for football. So that's all you can ask for, especially in, a guy that kind of has to be the leader of your football team. You know, normally you kind of lean on the quarterback, to be that guy and he's not forcing it. He's just kind of letting it happen. And he's easily just kind of taking over that role.
The next one is from DB Mike, and this is a good one from last year. How did it feel being the man of the match at Twickenham?
The man of the match. No, it was cool. What an experience.
That
I mean,
awesome.
Been there twice now. My rookie year when I was on practice squad was over there as well, playing against the Steelers. And to actually be able to play in the game this year was pretty cool. And to be able to score a touchdown was my first touchdown. So I had to go overseas to break the little drought I was in. So, no, it was a really cool experience. And had a lot of fun with it.
This one's from Skull Tailgate. Why do you only wear gold gloves sometimes when they seem to be present for all of your best games? I think you always wear gold gloves, no?
Yeah, I always have a little gold. It's funny because, you know, I started wearing them last year. I didn't wear them 2 years ago and thought I did some good things without yellow gloves. But I did not wear them for one game last year, and I got ripped pretty hard. So I don't know. We'll see what happens this year.
I'm gonna wear some yellow gloves for the next Wobcast.
I was about to say.
It'd be my best Wobcast of my career.
You can see those gloves from like everywhere too. It's you just
yeah. People, I was getting a hard time. Like people are like, oh, it looks like a flag's coming out all the time. So
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
he's like the quarterback. He'll see my hands every time.
Exactly.
So he'll throw it.
Give me the ball.
Just flash it. You know.
Yeah.
Wave my hands around and
Let's do one more.
All right, last one. Who is the toughest corner that you've ever gone up against from at Skull Murray?
Oh, that's a tough question. I really haven't really thought about that one. I guess I kind of have to go with a guy who probably made the toughest on me, but I was young in my career, Darrell Revis. I mean, we played against him, and I just remember taking...
I like that one.
Yeah, you know, I just remember taking an inside release on a play, and like as soon as I did it, he knew exactly where I was going. So it was like it was something that kind of popped in my head. Like, and whenever anybody asked me that question, that kind of just pops in my head, that play. But like I said, I didn't get a whole lot of opportunity against him. I was a young player and I was playing mostly special teams. So, but just like that one play kind of just sticks in my head.
That your story of Darrell reminds me of the story of Xavier Rhodes' first snap in the NFL. He was a rookie in 2013 and we were playing at the Detroit Lions. So who do you think he was lining up against?
Oh, Calvin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Calvin ran like, I don't know what the proper football term would be for it, but it was a quick slant. It was like a two or three steps and a slant. And Xavier was on his behind as Calvin was making the you know his move,
right?
You know, and look how far Xavier has come since then, right?
For sure.
And think back to that play against Darrell Revis and how far you know you've grown. Isn't that kind of cool?
Oh yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about, and just kind of like your mindset from that long ago to now. You know, it's just crazy how things change. And that's kind of the goal though, as NFL football players, as athletes. You're always trying to grow and always trying to get more confidence and more swagger and just be able to go out there and play football. And when you're early years, you really can't just go out there and play football because you don't have any experience. You don't really have anything to fall back on. So you're kind of you're thinking and things like that. But you know, as you grow and you have some experience, you kind of just tend to just let it ride and play football.
Yeah, well, I grew up in New York, and I can promise you that I had a 24 jersey on my back when Absolutely. I was a young kid growing up. So it's good to hear Darrell Revis.
At
Got one more.
@athielen19. No, that's Adam's Twitter account.
Oh, okay, cool.
@athielen19. Pay attention to that because I think Adam's going to have a pretty cool announcement coming up pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Okay? Yep. So well, that's all we'll tease for now. But you got a cool announcement coming up. Also, you're going to be working on your golf game now, right?
I am. I am. You know, I'm trying to get out once a week and work on my golf game. I probably played the best round I've played in a long time yesterday. So I will now be extremely frustrated from now on because I will not be able to match that again probably. So if you see me throwing clubs or slamming my club, that's why.
Don't do that. Caitlin will not
I'll
like
try,
that.
Yeah, she hates that.
Not
yeah,
a good example for
that.
Asher.
Yeah, do not do that. Right. I try not to.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming on the Wobcast. We appreciate it. I told you 5 minutes. It turned out to be like 10 or 12, but that happens.
It's all good. You owe me 7 minutes.
All right. I'll make up for it later. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.